Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome all you entertainment holics out there in radio land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you fucking guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. For all our Hispanic sisters and brethren around the world, that's numero uno. Shout out to our buddy and my first co-host of the show. As we're about to celebrate our third anniversary of the show at the beginning of March. So shout out to the other Dave Navarro, a.k.a. Xander Dames on, you'll check him out on Facebook, X-A-N-D-E-R-D-A-M-E-S is the last name, Dames, right. Xander Dames. And he has the Xander Effect. So go check him out, Xander Effect, every week. It's on YouTube. So, you know, I'm T-H-E and then X-A-N-D-E-R and then E-F-F-E-C-T, E-C-T, yeah. So go check it out, the Xander Effect on YouTube. It's a video show. He plays, you know, bands, videos and clips from people's movies or television shows or whatever it is, whoever, depending on who he's interviewing.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, so cool. That's pretty cool. Fuck mm-hmm. yeah. We have a lot going on today. Lots and lots and lots. I'm tagging a bunch of people here. I'm fucking
all right.
On, yeah, but it's like
social media.
So much shit going on. Right. I'm just gonna post it. Fuck it. There we go. Good. All right. So we had a lot going on this last week. We had let's see. Since we last aired, when did we last air? Was that the 29th? Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. All right. So we had my birthday show, which was Thursday, January 30th. Fuck yeah. That was a great birthday. I had a blast. Right. Five Star Bar. Shout out to Five Star Bar. Thank you for having us again. And that was a great night. We had a lot of people there. It was a good turnout. We kicked the night off with Mikaru, our buddy for Michael Cohen, Michael Cohen, Mikaru.
All right,
He's our Venezuelan buddy.
He's gotten better.
Yes, he's our Venezuelan buddy. He sounded really good that night.
Yeah,
he brought a few people.
Right,
you know, and so that Very was nice. Really cool. And shout out to everybody who came out that night. Thank you to everybody. Shout out to Jilly Briggs.
Oh yeah, yeah.
From Chaotic Radio, and she's also an author. Children's books yeah. and stuff. So
hell, nice to
check
see
it out. Yeah, hell yeah, Dilly mm-hmm. Briggs. Then also Sasha George. Thank you to Sasha for coming out. That was awesome.
Nice to see her too.
Shout out to Warrior Dave. Warrior Dave came out. I love to see seeing Warrior Dave. I was very happy to see Warrior Dave. Hadn't seen him in a while. And we had some great bands play.
Xavier?
We had some great bands play. We had Legions played after that. Our buddies from Legions from Palmdale, Lancaster area. Then we had New Ritual. Oh, my God. New Ritual sounded amazing. They were really, really great sounding. That's a female-fronted kind of like, I don't know, hard rock, I guess. Then we had Black Sabbath, female-fronted Black Sabbath tribute band that I manage. They were really good. They're sounding better and better all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
I think their stage production is really tight also. So that was a great show. They had shout out to Nefarious. So Black Sabbath, shout out to we got Lisa O'Neill, the lead singer, Nefarious, which is Don Marlowe. She is like the fairy.
Fairy wears the boots.
Fairies wear boots. If you know Black Sabbath at all, that's one of their really timeless songs. So she goes literally. I strapped this fairy wings on myself. I
They're still in the car, right?
Yes, they are. And I danced around with them, and I was very happy. Lisa made them special just for me. They had the skull on it, and the
I've really seen it.
And my favorite color is purple and black. And of course, that's also the band color, so it works. Yeah, it works. Shout out to Jim Manzo.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Jimmy homie. Silcox.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bob, the drummer. Seb Bab. Shout out to the whole crew. That was a great night. And then shout out to Hellcross. Our buddies from Hellcross.
Grady.
They sounded they sounded great. They're fucking nuts. And shout out to Viva. Viva. They're really good. The bassist was amazing. They're drummer. They were really good people. All the way from New York City on tour. So shout out to Viva. Vivian Viva Di Concini. She really good. Really good. Amazing. Amazing guitarist. The bassist was great. They were just really good people. Very nice. Very sweet. And they put on a great show. So, hey, she told a story. Every song was a story and stuff. It was really cool. It was very nice. We've got... then we had Sunday, February 2nd, which was just this last Sunday here a couple days ago. And we had Chucky Mota.
Mm-hmm.
Cody John Clark. He played acoustic set. We had Greg Rikus. Greg Rikus is also a solo performer, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we had Black Terror. Everybody's from Black Terror. Shout out to Johnny Angel and the guys. What's up? And Amaro. Amaro. Yeah, did I say it? Amaro. Amaro. No. I don't know. Something like that. Amaro. I think that's how they said it. They were really good too. They sounded very interesting. I think they, like you said that they sounded like they could go well with possibly Mortis, the Devil's Reject.
Oh, definitely.
Speaking of that, I'm working on booking Mortis for some more shows, and he has a album release party next month on March 13th.
Oh yeah,
I think, or no, it was in April. Something like that. He's got a thing coming up.
All right.
Very soon.
We need to go.
Album release party very soon.
Yeah.
That was a great night. Thank you to all the bands. Thank you to the Five Star Bar for letting us have another show there. That was awesome. Had a great time. Let's see. Monday, this coming couple Mondays, in a couple of weeks, I guess. Monday, February 17th at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. We have Band of Family kicking the night off at 10:30. We have our buddy Star Daddy,
right,
who I also manage, at 11:30 p.m. And then we have Side Effect, a new band that Will Bowman from Fallen Fury. Shout out to Will and Amy Bowman of Fallen Fury. And Greg, our buddy Greg, that are in... They Will was the one that recommended Side Effect. So,
okay.
So they're on at 12:30 a.m.
Right.
So we got some great stuff going on. I've got a bunch of shows I'm booking. So if you're a band and you want to hit me up and play some of our shows, let me know. Because I have shows at the Rainbow Bar and Grill regularly. I have dates going all the way into like June there. So I'm booking right now. I also have the Five Star Bar I'm booking at in downtown Los Angeles. And then I have Petey's Place in Tarzana on Reseda Boulevard. And then I also have, is that it? Universal Bar and Grill. I have a show coming up Saturday, April 25th at the UBG. There will be tribute bands. So if you're a tribute band, I'm looking specifically more for the 90s genre, possibly.
Tool.
Yeah, maybe some Tool, some Primus. Yeah.
Okay.
Some, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
And so it's going to be a good night.
Okay.
All right. So maybe Jane's Addicted again. Slashing Pumpkins, you know, kind of, you know.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
We'll figure it out.
Right.
All right. So it's going to be some great times, but we have had some great shows recently. We had New Ritual.
I love that song, Climb. That shit is just.
Yes.
Yeah. That's,
and then like, last week, shout out to Star Daddy for being on the radio show.
Mm-hmm.
That was my birthday episode.
Oh, yeah.
And Nola Star. Shout out to Star Daddy and Nola Star, Justin Symbol. Go check him out. Also check him out, his other band called The God Bombs. I have not been able to see them yet because I was working the night that he asked me to go that last time. So anyway, we are in the studio though with Xavier Miller.
Yeah.
What's up, Xavier? I'm gonna turn the mic. There we go. All
right.
Now you're on. All right. What's up? How's it going today?
Good.
Yeah, I got you, the two songs you sent me.
Okay.
I got them loaded up here, so that's cool.
All right, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your background, like what style of music you sing, and what inspired you to do that particular style of music. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Like, you know, I'm Xavier Miller, and this is what I do.
All right. I'm Xavier Miller. I'm a singer-songwriter. I play rock, an alt country kind of rock. Nice. You know, I just love great songs, and I grew up listening to the Beatles, and and also a lot of country stuff that my parents listen to, and just a lot of all different kinds of music, and of course rock.
Right. Yeah.
You know. No, last night I did the ultimate jam. And
oh, nice.
Yeah. So we had the guy who started Quiet Riot, was,
Oh, very nice.
He runs it, Chuck Wright. And I loved Quiet
Riot. Was this the one at the Viper Room? Or is this the one
at the Whiskey?
Yeah, the Whiskey. Okay, yeah. So I know the Whiskey has theirs like every week, and then so does the Viper Room. They have a couple of nights that they do like that kind of stuff.
Yeah. It was really
Mondays and
cool.
Wednesdays usually.
Yeah, it was like very lot of talent there. A lot of talent, you know.
That's great.
The singer of Men at Work was there.
Yeah.
What
slot did you play? I'm always curious to ask the bands what slots they end up playing.
Well, the Whiskey.
Yeah, well, because the higher the slot, the more it costs you to play. But
I don't pay anything.
No, that's great.
Damn.
No, his
Ultimate Rock Night probably different.
Yeah. No. It's like. It's a whole different now.
It's not like that pay to play kind of probably like normal, no, like the normal thing. You know what I mean?
No, pay to play.
That's cool.
Just a lot of super talent.
That's great.
I mean, you had I think there were some guys who were backing me up who were Puddle of Mud and
damn.
You know the guy from Men at Work. What's his name? Colin Hay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Colin Hay went up and nobody knew he was coming.
Oh my God!
You know, it was basically a concert for Australia.
Oh, good. Okay, gotcha. Yeah,
it was a benefit.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was a benefit to.
Oh, that's wonderful.
For the fires.
We love the Whiskey. Right. We love the Whiskey.
Yeah,
we love everything that they do there.
Oh yeah.
And we're very supportive of that venue.
Yeah, there was a lot of Australians there.
That's great.
And then, of course, Colin Hay showed up.
Nice.
I couldn't believe it and sang all the songs.
Right.
Land Down Under.
Oh, yeah.
Man
at Work.
Man at
Work.
Uh-huh.
Work. Right.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah, you did all run,
you better take cover.
And it's an Australian band, so that makes sense.
Yeah, he just knocked it out of the park. He had some guys from NXS there. Were performing.
Oh.
It was an all-star night, you know. And the guy who runs it, super talented, his name is Paul Z.
Oh.
He runs it and with Chuck Wright.
Right.
Nice. Very talented, a lot of talent.
Yeah.
Unbelievable talent. Yeah, I mean,
that's awesome.
Really impressive. And I had a couple of days, like 3 days to learn, Midnight Oil.
Oh,
Beds
wow.
Are Burning.
Oh, yeah.
I had 3 days to learn it, but I pulled it off very well.
That's a great song.
So, what instrument do you play?
People were up on there, people were singing it and jumping up and down.
That's amazing.
It was a real.
Are you a singer? You was a singer? Or
I just sang on
instrument?
That one. Okay. I sing and play guitar, but I like to just sing too. I just sang in a lot of bands.
Right.
And then I started playing guitar and went more singer songwriter.
Oh, okay.
I've always been a singer songwriter, but I'd always have a band back me up and I would just sing.
Yeah.
And I've done that, and then I picked up I've always played guitar, but then I started just playing guitar because it was like I could get the sound that I really want,
Yeah.
So I mean, not that I didn't get the sound that I wanted, but I write the songs, and then it's just and now I'm just doing singer songwriter, Xavier Miller, and I really like it, and I play with all kinds of different people, I play with my band a lot of times. I play with. Maury Baker, he played with Janis Joplin at Woodstock.
Oh, wow, nice.
Damn.
So he comes out and plays
That's
with me.
That's crazy.
And then have Malcolm Lukens. He's Roy Buchanan's, he played on all those, Roy Buchanan records, the blues guy.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And he plays with Guitar Shorty.
Mm.
And then, who helped me out a lot is Kelly Scott. He's in the band Failure.
Oh, okay,
I've done a recorded with him, and he's played shows with me, and helped me out a lot. He also played on everybody's record. He played on, She's been playing on Christina Aguilera's record.
Oh, wow.
But it, nobody knows that, though. Knows that. He's a super talent, you know. And all different people, you know. My last year I worked with, his name's Andy Troy. He did Matchbox 20 record. We did song. We did a song, me and Kelly and him did a song for a movie. It was the Valley Murder Tapes or something.
Oh, okay.
And, and it was, and Andy was the bass player for Sublime too. So we did that. And
that's pretty big.
Yeah. So we did a lot of cool stuff. You know, I've done a lot. You know, I've been around the world. I played in Afghanistan for the troops.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
I bet that's a story in just of itself. Right,
yeah,
there.
That's a story. Yeah, that's Dang. A story. Yeah. But, yeah, so I've been all over and, you know, just love music. You know, I've always loved music.
Hell yeah.
And that's like, that's what it's all about, you know? And so, yeah, so that's that. And anything else? Questions or something? I don't know. I could go on and on about myself. This and that, you know?
You seem very interesting, man. I mean,
you've led quite a great life.
Right.
I mean,
just
as far
by
as
the
music goes.
7-8 minutes we've been sitting up here listening to. It's like, God damn, we did a whole bunch of stuff.
That's pretty badass.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Also, who plays with me, too, is the band Rose Royce.
Yeah.
And those guys, a couple of those players play with me, too.
That's cool.
They backed me up at a couple shows, and some of the guys in the group, they're in that group. They did that song at the car wash. Right?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And my friend Danny, you know, plays with me. He's awesome.
Nice.
You know, and, you know, yeah. Duke was supposed to do a couple shows, but... Never yet. Not yet. Not yet. Duke is a bass player. He's an unbelievable bass player. He was supposed to do a couple shows with us too. But he will. He will soon.
Right.
But yeah, so that's that. And yeah, what else can I say? yeah, so that's that. And just happy to play music. You know, that's what it's all about.
Do you like, session work and stuff?
I don't do any session work.
No?
No, I don't do anything like that. I really like what I do, you know. I don't get into that, you know. Into the session work kind of thing. Like, I could, but I don't really, I don't get into that. I just do my thing.
Right, I got you.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I have all kinds of session players play with me, but I like my thing. And I'm really like my thing. You know what I mean? I want to do my thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's like.
That's what I always say. I want to do my thing.
Yeah, my thing. Like, I like to do. But you know, hey, you know, sometimes I don't like. Like, oh, but it is my thing, but it's not like Beds Are Burning. You know,
yeah.
That's not me. That's not my song. And I did it with a bunch of guys. I didn't know who I was going to go up there with. And they just killed it.
Yeah.
That band was unbelievable that I played with last night. I mean, they killed it.
That's
I don't know
great.
Who they were. I mean, everybody had a name. Everybody was in something. I don't know. Remember. But
everybody was
this
from
one did
band.
That. This one did this. This right. one did that. And I was like, okay, well, let's fucking do this.
It's just like any show. It's like a sea of stuff comes at you. I know every time I'm at a concert or something, whether it's one of my concerts or somebody else's concert, I'm just like, what the fuck? There's so much stuff coming flying at you. I mean, in the sense of like, hi, I'm so-and-so and so-and-so, and I'd love to be on your concerts and your radio show. And they're like giving me business cards and they're all saying their names. And I'm like, I'm high. No, yeah, no, you're talking too fast. Slow down.
Yeah,
slow down.
Yeah, actually, I have a couple of things from last night, cards and stuff. I don't know what's real and what's not. You never know what's real and what's
it just,
not.
Everything just comes at you so damn fast at those places. Like, there's so many people to meet and so much going on, and you're just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
you know. If I hadn't been doing it for 8 years, it might be a little more overwhelming.
Right.
But no. But I've been doing this for so long, it doesn't faze me anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. You got a cool thing here, though.
I like
pretty cool.
I like my show.
Yeah.
I have a lot of fun. Cool. I had another show for like 4 years on FM channel. But on FM, you can't say fuck, shit, piss, damn, tits.
Yeah.
Dick, douchebag. No, I can say douchebag. I can say I can say bitch.
Can't they cut it out though? Like you say, and then they just cut
no,
it.
No, on FM, on FM, you can say bitch. You can say balls. You can say, you cannot say tits though. You can say breasts. But you're not supposed to say like tits. What the fuck is the difference? And then you can't say, just certain things you can't say. You can't say fuck and you can't say shit. You can say ass, but you can't say asshole.
Right, right. But yeah, that's how Howard like, Stern just switched like all to these fucking satellite, things. Right?
Yeah.
That's why Howard Stern switched to satellite radio.
Yeah, that's why.
He kept getting fined, right?
And that's why we're on satellite radio.
Yeah.
And on, you know, in this type of thing, because we wanted to be more on an independent medium of getting the word out, because I want to be able to talk to bands and talk to people, artists, authors, celebrities, whatever, and just have them be themselves.
Right.
You know what I mean? The way they let their hair down, just be themselves. Like, this is a conversation. It's not an interview.
Right.
That's why I always tell people, it's a conversation. It's not an interview. We're just here to find out about you, talk about you, and see what's going on.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the show may be named after me or something, but that's about it.
Yeah,
that's where cool, it stops. Cool. Like, you'll get my personality, but I'm just talking. I just ask questions and talk about the person.
Yeah,
I mean, the only thing I ever talk about us is like our concerts and shit, or something, or things we're about to do, or something, or I don't know. Oh, go see Orgy play Friday, June 5th at the Whiskey a Go Go. Speaking of the whiskey.
Oh yeah,
and we got another one here. Another shout out. Who is it? Fallen Fury.
Oh yeah,
are opening on Friday, February 28th for Metalocci.
Oh yeah,
at the Rose in Pasadena.
That's gonna be good.
Go see Fallen Fury open up for.
For Metalocci.
Speaking of that, I have $20 tickets. If you would like to go see Metalocci for $20, hit me up at Jennifer Muse on Facebook or something. Or Jenny's Real Talk on the Block or somewhere. I don't know. I'm doing shameless plugs.
That's right. That's how you do it. Yeah.
Shameless plugs for my bands. Wait. Hold on. Here's a couple of little tidbits.
This is producer, author, artist Sasha George, and you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1 on iHeartRadio. Mwah!
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
This is Dilly Briggs, music team journalist and publicist for the Subject Press, and you've been listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Hey, this is Amy from Fallen Fury, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Books that make you laugh. Books that make you scream. Books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Hey, this is Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau Enterprises, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio, and iTunes.
Hey, this is Aunt Rose Goldfarb, and I'm on my way to the casino. I got my bottle of whiskey and my pack of Luckies, so I think I'm good. I'm going to get lucky today. I can feel it. Anyway... You're listening to my niece, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, and iHeartRadio. All right. Hope you get lucky, too.
My Aunt Rose. She's fucking nuts. Bitch is crazy. She really is.
Yeah, she is.
She lives in Atlantic City. She gambles constantly. Her nursemaid, Bougetta, drives her to the store to get her Luckies.
Oh, wow.
She drinks her bottle of whiskey every day, and I think it's like a bottle of whiskey a day and a bottle and a pack of Lucky cigarettes, and she gambles constantly.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's 82. She's fucking nuts.
She made it, though. She keeps going.
She's very crazy.
82, you know,
She's very crazy. She did a little radio plug for me. She was very nice to do that.
Nice.
She was waiting for the bus because Bougetta didn't take her to the fucking goddamn store that day. She said, Bougetta said she had to stay home and take care of the children. She said, what, all 10 of them? and she said, fuck you. I'll take the bus. And that was the end of that. Speaking of that, I haven't heard from her in a few days, ever since she took the bus. I'm just kidding.
Because I thought we dropped her off.
No, she lives in Atlantic City. I'm not dropping that bitch off. Sorry. Anyway. Her version of a vacation is fucking Las Vegas.
Nice. It's in Atlantic City on her vacation.
A Royal Caribbean gambling cruise. Princess? As long as it's a gambling cruise. She says, Jenny, fuck Boca. All her friends are retiring to Boca Raton.
Right.
She says, Jenny, I just have one thing to say. And I said, what's that? She said, fuck Boca. Fuck Boca. I'm retiring to Atlantic City.
Right.
She's from New England originally.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But she decided she's going to go live in fucking Atlantic City.
How is that going now? How is Atlantic City right now?
It's dirty and despair. Yeah. Total despair, especially where all three of Trump's hotels got put out of their misery. The Taj Mahal, the Trump, what is that? He had like three of them there. I went to two of them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I went to two of them. Fucking crazy bastard. Yeah. Him and his fuck. Jesus Christ, the Taj Mahal really looked like the Taj Mahal. I mean, I've never been to the real one, but you know what I'm saying.
Seeing the picture.
Yeah, that kind of shit. So Xavier has had a lot of just amazing experiences. Like you sound like you've had some real big adventures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like some crazy shit. What would you say, okay, if you can think out of your whole career in the music industry,
mm-hmm.
What would you say one of the craziest things that ever fucking happened to you would be?
Wow, I never thought about that. I don't know. So many crazy things. I don't know. What has happened? Just how things happen, maybe. You know, the way things happen, you know. Fall into things, kind of.
Oh, well.
No, I don't know. But I can't think
of luck.
But there's so much, there's so many crazy things, you know.
Your tour bus got hijacked by Muslims. No, I'm just kidding.
Went through okay, here's a good one. When we were going through Afghanistan, all of a sudden, all the people that were riding on the plane were on a C-130. And then all the people that were on the plane started doing info reds. And everybody looked freaked out. Like, everybody looked like there's something wrong. Like, all the Army people and the Air Force people, they were freaked.
Oh, damn.
So you know something's wrong, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then the plane's, like, doing all these weird maneuvers, and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, damn.
And then you see them looking out all serious. And then you're flying through, and it's just like, I'm just like, oh, my God. And just, like, it's over. Like I don't know what's going on. It's not, whatever it is, it's not good.
Damn.
So then finally.
That's crazy.
When it landed, no one ever said anything. No one ever said, like, we're under attack or there's something going on. No one ever said anything. You saw them looking out and freaking out. And then at the end, when it landed, you knew there was problems because all the Army people, everybody clapped.
Oh, damn. They all clapped.
So that's a pretty good thing. You know it was that when it lands and everybody's clapping. You're like, we made it.
Yay.
Yeah.
We're alive.
Yeah. And I remember getting on the plane. They said, okay, well, I mean, it was easy getting there. You know, you're on commercial planes, and then you go, and then all of a sudden you're in Uzbekistan. Crazy. And then they're like, okay, you're flying in now. Then you get in the little plane, like the C-130, the Army one. And you don't put any belts on or nothing. It's all out the window. So then all of a sudden you just land, and then you're like, you're just sitting there. And then all of a sudden, you know, and then you're tired because you don't sleep. I couldn't sleep the whole flight.
Dang.
So I was crazy. Like, I couldn't. Yeah. And then and then we had to go on the plane. I looked at the plane. I didn't want to get on it. That other plane, I didn't want to get on it. I was like, no. And I was like, looked at that plane. I said, no, I'm already tired. I'm in dream world. I mean, not in good dream world either. I was tired. Deep down dream world. Right. And I'm looking at that plane going, oh, no. And then you get on it. You're getting on that plane. You're getting on it. Whether you like
dang.
Or not. And, that's crazy. Yeah, so that was that. Yeah,
that's
that was
crazy.
Fun. Yeah, that was fun. But there's a lot of crazy stuff as far as, like, I've been sober a long time. So, but I used to. You know,
yeah.
So it was pretty crazy. You know, I went through,
right.
You know,
used to party hardy, huh?
Yeah. And Bob Forrest put me in through MAP into sobriety. You know, Bob Forrest from Celebrity Rehab.
Oh yeah, yeah, him.
Yeah. He before he was Celebrity Rehab, he got me into rehab.
That's hilarious. Oh,
so yeah,
I was just know like Dr. Drew.
Yeah, Dr. Drew and yeah, and
Dr.
Bob.
Drew Pimsky.
Yeah, and it was Bob too.
Yeah,
I like that guy a lot. He's cool. But that's crazy. So that's that. But
Let's play one of your songs.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I have which song do you want to play, and tell us what the song is about.
Okay, Any Road.
Okay.
Any Road?
Yep, I got you.
Any Road, it's a song. It's just about, you know, kind of like freedom and not to worry, not about, you know, it's not too, you know, don't take life so whatever it is, you know, any road, you know, you're going to be all right and just like live for the day.
Right.
And, you know, it's not necessarily, but it's about just like any road and lead us somewhere away from here. And also about kind of like, you're not exactly where you want to be.
Yeah.
But you are exactly where you want to be. And it's all about dreams. And it's all about how you think and being free.
Okay.
And feeling free and you, you have it all. And I recorded this one. I did it with Lou Castro.
Mm-hmm.
He's Albert Lee's bass player. We did it at his house. And we had Ryan Williams mixed it. He did like Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Carrie Underwood.
Very nice.
You know, a lot of different people and
good stuff.
And you know, I had and I think yeah. And then yeah, that was about it on that one. That's what we had on that one because yeah,
that's badass. That was
it. I did it.
All right. Well, we're gonna play "Any Road" by Xavier Miller on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeart Radio. We'll be right back in a moment.
Hey!
Options, ja. Right. Yeah. We're here. I'm Hans and I'm Franz, and we're here to pump you up. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. Kevin Nealon and Dana Carvey. Fucking nuts.
Hmm.
That was badass. I remember those days.
That was what, the 90s or something?
Yeah, 80s, 90s.
80s?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, late 80s into the 90s.
Okay.
Somewhere in there. Good times. I was about to graduate high school or something.
Somewhere in that area.
I feel so old.
I was
now.
A little older.
I feel so old.
Because you was a teenager when that was out?
Yeah.
Oh, po' baby.
I was very young. Before children.
Oh, yeah? Yes. Yeah, in high school.
BC.
Huh?
It's BC.
Before children.
Before children. that was a really good song. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's really good. I liked when I listened to it. Listened to it after you sent it to me.
Yeah.
And I was like, "This is really, really good. It's good. It's melodic and it's got a good sound to it."
Yeah.
And I don't know, set of nice harmonies. I like
that. The good. Yeah.
That's real good.
Yeah, I like
it. It has the strong, good message. Like you said, the country.
It's good message.
Country influence.
Yeah, I love country rock. Yeah. See, that's one thing. Like, I love country rock.
Yeah.
You know, like
too.
A lot of that new stuff, like Carrie Underwood, Brad Paisley, a lot of that stuff is more like country rock.
It is.
Because they play guitar. Really they is. Play they play electric guitar. They play bass. They play same instruments exactly. Rock bands do for most part, the drums, everything. They mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then they just get up there and they sing. It's just a different style. It's country. It's just a different style. The way it's more twangy. It's just a little bit different. But that's what I'm saying. It sounds like it's on that cusp of that.
Exactly.
That genre.
It really
which
is
really good. I love that genre, though. That's one of my favorite music genres. I don't listen to a lot of country. That's funny. I used to listen to a lot of country.
Yeah.
A lot. I don't think you would have liked that. I don't know if you would have liked that phase.
I don't know. I had a best friend. Remember I told you I used to go to the Dodgers games and the Laker games when they was at the Forum all the time?
Yeah.
My buddy Vince, he listened to country music. The only black guy in South Central probably to listen to country music.
What's that song? Yeah.
He was
Old
into
Town Road.
George Strait and the Oak Ridge Boys and
hell yeah,
you know
that's good shit.
Charlie Pride?
Oh hell yeah, Charlie Pride.
He was in all of them. He was
good
in,
stuff.
He was
that's
into
old
country
school.
Music.
That's old school country. That's good stuff.
Darius Rucker.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's rich from being Hootie and the Blowboys. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hootie and the Blowfish. I'm so sorry. That was just wrong. Now he's Darius great. Rucker singing country music.
Yeah.
He sounds really good, though. He's got a good
great.
Voice.
Yeah, he's great.
Mm-hmm. And who's that dude who does Old Town Road? I guess some new guy.
Lil Nas X.
Yeah, but hey, it's a black dude doing some country. Or doing a country crossover.
That's
with
not really country, though.
No,
that's
well, country. It's just, a country crossover. It's like country and
it
rap.
Is. I guess you could make anything country.
Country and hip-hop. Mix how do you want
to? They kind of got that anyway because they got white guys rapping with Confederate flags on their trucks and they rapping. So
I don't know if I.
Yeah,
like
yeah, it's true. It's true. It's a lot of rap.
But I will say whatever.
But I will say that. I will say that Lil Nas that went to number one on the country charts and they took it off because it wasn't country. Because it wasn't country
crazy though because it is technically still could be country. It's just. Not necessarily.
Yeah, anything can be country. Anything can be country. You can't say it.
I'm just saying because
country's changed so much.
Yeah, it's just a cross between country and like hip hop. I mean, what's the big deal? They wanted to take it a little bit different of a direction and have a different influence within the music.
I mean, he was.
What's the wrong with that?
Great, I mean,
it sounds really great.
It had the hip hop beat.
Yeah,
you know, instead of having
but,
a country beat.
But it still kind of has some country. It has country flair. It has country like in it. Like if you listen to it. It's got like that country influence, but
definitely.
it's hip hop. But whatever, I think
Ray
it sounds great.
To make it to legitimate.
Yeah, I think it sounds great. Whatever.
They did it on somebody's
no
award show. I forgot black award show. I forgot which one. It was one too long ago. And he said when he came out there and the people Billy Ray Cyrus. He said when he came out there and he started singing it.
Billy Ray.
He said the whole crowd sung it.
Oh, yeah, because it's him and Billy Ray Cyrus.
Right.
Right. So and Billy Ray Cyrus is country, so.
Yeah.
He bought him a Maserati. Middle of Nas X bought him a Maserati or something.
Yeah. Okay, so we have. That's crazy.
There's a lot more money in rap than there is in country, I think.
Which is just sad. That no country makes a lot of money. That their concerts are crazy.
I think
they have a lot of very loyal fans.
Yeah, that's true.
And nobody gets killed at a country concert.
I think rap artists more do it all themselves, so they make all the money.
They
handle everything themselves.
Wait. What was that event in Vegas that people are on their way to, and then they blew up that hotel or something? It was something really bad that happened like a couple years back. It was some really big event. It was at a country concert. It was at the
you're talking about that guy who shot the people in the window or something.
Yeah, man. But he shot up a bunch of people. Like he killed quite a few people.
That was in Vegas, I think.
But yeah, it was Vegas. It was in the Mandalay Bay.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
But it was a country concert that was going on when that happened. So I was about to say,
the concert. You know what I mean? That wasn't somebody that had anything to do with the concert.
That's not what I'm saying though. I had to retract my statement when I said nobody's ever been killed at a country concert before.
I had
to retract my statement because people were killed at the country concert. Never mind. My bad. Excuse me.
Yeah.
No, he had nothing to do with the country concert necessarily, but he was just decided to pick people off at a country concert Mandalay Bay. But it is what it is. But I just love the fact that your music kind of is on that cusp. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I want to play your second song.
Okay.
Say the name
one
of the song.
One Life to Lose.
Okay, One Life to Lose.
One Life to Lose.
And what's this one basically about?
It's almost around the same time as I wrote Any Road. So.
Yeah.
So I was in that same kind of feeling. But it was...
that kind of mindset, huh?
Yeah, it was One Life to Lose, you know, it says it for itself, you know, let's live today.
Yeah.
You know, it's all you have one life to lose, let's live today, you know?
See, I like the fact that your songs have very positive messages.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like live for today live in the present.
But these two,
like, I like that kind of that premise, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, please, come on.
It's all positive.
If you're even if you're like you're on the country cusp or whatever. Okay, look, country is not necessarily always going to be fucking all fields of roses and shit. Okay,
no.
The goddamn country industry is built on heartbreak. Not all songs are going to be about lilies and the fields and wonderfulness and happiness and marriage and woo-hoo-hoo.
Yeah.
A lot of country songs are about pain, loss.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why all those stand-up comedians can fucking say, oh, all them country songs, they're all about my dog died, my truck broke down, my wife left me, was cheating on my boy with my brother. You know that kind of bullshit? Not all country songs are like that, no.
Right.
But a lot of them, especially back in the era, back in like the 70s and 80s and whatnot, like back in the older school, a lot of that shit was my truck broke down and my wife left me and, you know, my dog died and blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And then my best pair of cowboy boots got stolen by my hooker girlfriend. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. It's just crazy shit going on. But at the same time,
this is positive.
More positive.
This
you know what I'm saying?
Positive. Yeah. This is positive. Yeah. It's like One Life to Lose. Yeah. Maybe you don't act crazy. You know,
like
it's
Jesus
be
Take
okay.
the Wheel by, you know, Carrie Underwood kind of shit. Yeah. You know, like live for today.
Yeah. It's going to be okay. You know, we have so many places to go and so much more to say, you know. So, yeah. So that's the deal with that. And this song, yeah. So it's about living for today and
I love it.
One Life to Lose.
It's a good positive message, though. I like that. Yeah. One Life to Lose by Xavier Miller on Jenny's World Talk of the Block. LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Oh, take our souls. We got our faith, and we got each other to hold. Ain't no reason under the sun why we can't have it all. Got one life to lose. One life to lose. One life to lose. So let's live today. You can live up on a hill, somewhere you can know. Life's too short for it to matter much. Love ain't easy, in fact sometimes it's hard. The way it ends, I guess we'll get that far.
Hell yeah. One life to lose. Yeah. So, did you want to say anything about that song?
Yeah, yeah. It's great, great song. I had, Kelly Scott played the drums on that one, too. You know, nice. On that one, you put a lot of me in. Yeah, and then also Lou Castro played bass. And, you know, again, same thing. You know, Ryan Williams mixed it. Yeah.
Well, we're going to start wrapping it up.
Cool, yeah.
Coming up on that 50-minute mark. So tell everybody, Xavier, where they can find you on, like, social media, if you have a website, things like that, where people can find your music, if you have any, you know.
Yeah, I have Xavier Miller Official is my website.
Okay. So
XavierMillerOfficial.com. And then I have another website, which is XavierMillerMusic.com.
Oh, nice.
Which has been giving me a little bit of trouble. I mean, somebody kind of hacked it somehow, and it goes to another, but I'm fixing it now. So
that was
crazy. It was going to some, you're the millionth winner or something. Instead, I was like, and I couldn't beat it, and you get rid of it, and then it would come back.
That's
so
crazy.
So they got her, but that's fixed now. So. XavierMillerMusic.com, and then, you know, Twitter is Xavier Miller / Xavier Miller. Instagram, Xavier Miller Official. Facebook, Xavier Miller Real /Xavier Miller Real.
Real.
Yeah. I had all
for
the other
real.
Ones. I had all the
he's
other
the
ones.
Real one.
Yeah, there's a reason why I went
he's
with that.
The real Xavier Miller.
Yeah, because I had Xavier Miller Music, I had Xavier Miller Official, and then kind of like they got, I don't know what happened. I couldn't do the things I wanted to do with them. And then I made Xavier Miller Real and Steve's to work. So I'm using Xavier Miller Real.
And he's working on building his YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
So check that out, Xavier Miller.
Yeah, building a YouTube channel. It's Xavier Miller Official, youtube.com/XavierMillerOfficial, I think.
And if you would like to listen to this episode after the broadcast is done, you want to go check it out, listen to the songs again or anything like that, go to the LA Talk Radio app, download that app, and there's the LA Talk Radio channel one page. You can look under Jenny's Real Talk on the Block and go right underneath there, and it'll be under the episode for today, which is February 5th. Wednesday, February 5th. So go on there and you can download the episode from there, or copy the link and paste it and all that stuff. So help us share the word of Xavier Miller, as well as James Will Talk on the Block every week. Coming out to our next concert on Monday, February 17th. We're going to have, that's at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. Shout out to Nick Foco, the Rainbow Bar and Grill. We love all of our owners and our bars and venues that we deal with. Shout out to Petey from Petey's Place.
Yes.
Petey Portillo. Shout out to Marco Cordova of the Five Star Bar and Greg Beer of the Universal Bar and Grill. Thank you to all the venues that put guys. Up with us. No, just kidding. Just kidding. They let us have shows at their venues.
We appreciate that. Thank
you. Come on out. Like I said, to the Rainbow Bar and Grill on Monday, February 17th. We've got Band of Family at 10:30. Mm-hmm. We've got Star Daddy at 11:30. And we got Side Effect at 12:30. So come on out for a great show. Free show. So no fucking excuse. No bitching, no complaining. Free show.
And it's more money for liquor.
Yes, and that's more money for alcohol at the bar and shit. Come on out and take a picture with Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead's statue. Till next week. Thank you, Jenny guys. And the Muse. Bye bye.
Thank you guys. Bye bye. Thank
you. Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.